Drive with Rob and Roz. Weekdays, 4 to 7, Jacaranda FM.
I have been chatting about this since I went to see this play last week, and I am very, very pleased to be joined by the writer, an actor, and another actor in the show King George, which is currently on at the Sandton Theatre on the Square. Very big welcome to The Drive with Robin Ross, Brent Palmer and Clyde Burning. Thank you.
Having us.
Let me actually just switch you on.
All right.
If I do maybe want to talk to you. Maybe. There you go. There you go. So welcome to the show, guys. This show came from Cape Town. Now you've come to do it here.
Yes.
Why was it important for you to bring the show here?
Well, you know, I mean, we got the call, you know, Daphne called from Theatre on the Square, and I remember it was, we were in rehearsal and we got a call from, we were in performance already, and I was at home and Daphne called. And I felt so excited. And she said, would you like 2 weeks in Johannesburg? And I said, yes, immediately. I mean, it was a no-brainer. We had to come.
Yeah. Tell me about the story behind King George. Why, for people who don't know, what is it about?
Yeah. So, you know, initially I'd become so enamored with the character of, you know, the late Lolly Jackson. I'd seen Lolly on an interview. Lolly was the sort of the owner of Teasers, and I saw him on an interview many years ago, and I was just fell in love with this unfiltered man, this guy who speaks his heart, speaks his mind. I mean, he was obviously a very complex character, but there was something about him that intrigued me very much. And then I thought, why not put that type of character into a situation? And the situation we've built for this character in the play is this adult strip club owner runs his business in an area, and then these property developers move in and threaten to buy up his property and move him away. And then George decides to dig his heels in, and he says no. And he arrives at the offices of the CEO of the developer company, and he says, listen, we're not moving, we're not leaving. And that's where our drama starts. Yeah. So it's, you know, it's funny, it's intense, it's urgent, it's real. So people laugh, they come in there and they've got a lot of, it's very evocative, and people have a lot of stories of their own that they come with, you know.
Clyde, how was it for you getting into the character of Shane Wintock, who is the property developer that George is trying to convince to keep that land undeveloped?
Well, Roz, thank you. And thank you again for having us here today. What an absolute jewel. So I was lucky enough to have shot a short film of the same title with Brent before the play had even been written. And that gave me a huge in to the character, because I think we all know, I think we've all come across this kind of guy in our time. And so he wasn't too hard, you know, I'd met him, I'd met this guy, and so he wasn't too hard to find. So it was great having done the short film, but by the time we got to the play and I realized it was just going to be the two of us for that hour on stage battling it out, I knew that I needed to find the detail and find the texture of this guy. And I went corporate. I went a little bit psycho. I mean, I'm not gonna lie, I did watch American Psycho again.
Yeah.
Hard watch that one. But it just so that we had that taste of psychosis by the time you see what he's capable of.
Yeah. Brent, for you, you are the writer, the creator of this world and this character. It's the titular character of the piece. How easy is it for you to get into George every night? Because there's very specific, like, elements to him, like his physicality, the way he speaks, all of that.
Mm. Yeah, Roz, I mean, I suppose to start with, I'll say it's a great joy getting into George. There's something so liberating about playing a character. I think I'd like to think that George is quite close to me. I mean, quite far away from me, or that I'm just tapping into some shadow aspect. Mm. Really, when I get into George, because as I mentioned before, you know, he's this unfiltered character, so he really says what he feels, and there's a freedom in that, I suppose. You know, an individual who you know, doesn't have all of those governing factors that the rest of us have when we sort of think about, you know, what are we, how are we saying this, how are we framing this? You know, George just says it. And you can almost feel the sort of the reactions from people when, you know, he says things. And there's a lot of profanity that has to be said, but not that bad.
And well, it's a
13,
place,
it's
right?
a PG, yeah, it's PG 13.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think it is all just relevant and, as one of our reviewers said, just, in fact, I think it was Professor Finn who said right. that it just comes with the territory. Mm. I mean, this is just how people talk.
Yeah.
This is and especially these characters. And I think what Brent was referring to as well, just the taboo that he gets to, the flag of taboo, which is actually one of Shane's characters. He says that's why we're so jealous of you. You get to wave your flag of taboo while we spend all our energy concealing it.
Yeah. Brent and Clyde are going to be chatting with us a little bit more about this incredible South African work. It's called King George. Brent, you wrote this as well, as we were chatting about earlier. Why do you think this is an important story to tell for South Africa?
I suppose just, you know, given where we've come from, the idea of the issue of land ownership. I mean, it's we come from that yoke of people being removed, and you know there's that wound that still exists on a collective for many people. And I suppose if I was to speak from a personal perspective, I suppose me and my family, and certainly our sort of our history, we've suffered that, you know. And but you know, I didn't set out. When I wrote it, I didn't set out that I would sort of unpack that thing. I sort of started writing a story about the strip club owner who was moved away from his land. And I suppose that as I continued that process, it then deepened for me. And I realized, oh, maybe this thing has more resonance than I initially thought when I put pen to paper.
Yeah.
And it was a joyful writing process for me. You know, at some days you're sitting at your desk at home and you're writing, and another day you're sitting at the bootleggers drinking a flat white, you know, things are happening, you know, and you're watching people going by and
struggling artists. Yeah. You can tell these obviously. Yeah.
It's all part of the process, right?
It's all part of the process. But I so love the writing process and the creating process. And then, of course, after that process, the process continues when you get Clyde, people like Clyde and Adrian Connens coming on board.
Yes, as the director.
And absolutely, Adrian the director. And they just enrich the writing so much more. And then we bring it into this last iteration of actually putting it on stage, and then we're finding more and more nuance and, you know, detail. And that is just absolutely incredible. Absolutely incredible. I've had so much fun. I mean, this is what a journey.
Yeah.
I did say to Brent that it's a gift.
Mm.
You know, as we came down on opening night. And I still believe that. I think it's a luxury to perform a play like this, and to be given a space like the Theatre on the Square to play it in. And we really are. I think we remain grateful. We're supremely grateful for this opportunity to tell the story.
What have the audience's reactions been like? And if you compare the different cities that you played in, how are they different? How are they the same?
Clyde, do you want to take this one?
Well, they were two very different theatres, okay? And I think being in a much smaller theatre like the Masambe at the Baxter in Cape Town, we had an intimacy there that is obviously... can be more uncomfortable for the audience, you know, because they were right there in the space. I mean, some people were literally resting their feet on the apron, on the stage's apron, like, you know, putting their feet up on the stage. And I was like, but do you know what's coming? You don't want to mess with these. You don't want to mess with these characters. So there was that intimacy, which we still hope to bring to a larger theater like the Theatre on the Square. But and I even said that to Brent. I said, you know, I do hope we can hold on to some of that intimacy and that dynamite in a small package like the Masambe to the Theatre on the Square, because that's what makes the play so effective. Yeah. Is if you feel like you're a fly on the wall of the office that it takes place in.
I'd love to just add to what Clyde has said, you know, some of the favorite moments I've had with this play. So we're telling one story.
Yeah.
And then audience members, I can't tell you how many times people have, once the play is finished, said, was, well, let me tell you my story.
Mm.
This has triggered so many things, and just sit down and I want to tell you. So we've got this building in town and these different, and then of course, you know, it just all comes out. And I never thought for a moment that this play would provide that sort of catalyst for people.
Yeah.
You know, this whole idea of sort of sort of where we live and how sometimes that can be sort of, how people can interrupt that. And there's a lot of the, you know, many times in our lives, things are interrupted.
Mm.
Yeah.
You know, where you feel you belong, and that space can be interrupted.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I wonder.
And when that space is, people react quite strongly.
I wonder if you knew how powerful and how relevant it would be when you were writing it, because it's hard to tell, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't know what sort of impact it's going to have, but this story seems to be very real for a lot of people. And I think, you know, gentrification is not just happening in Cape Town, it's happening all over the world.
And there's a resonance that people definitely can see from watching this piece of art. I have a really funny thing that I want to end on. And it's so weird. I was driving home from the theater the other night with my husband. And I was like, I wonder if these guys know this about each other. But you've both played The Great Gatsby. It was the first thing I ever saw you in, Clyde, when we were at university. And it was the first professional production I ever did. Was being Brent Palmer's Daisy in a touring production of The Great Gatsby. So I think this is such a full circle moment for me. Thank you so much for giving up your time, coming on The Drive with Robin Norris to talk about this incredible piece of theatre. King George, it's on at the Sandton Theatre on the Square. You can go and check out their social media to see how you can get tickets. Go and watch this. It is the best play. Best South African work I've ever seen.
And then furthermore, if you ever come to Cape Town, come and grab a Gatsby. Brent can show you where to pick one up.
Thanks so much, guys.